Gising, Maharlika, with me, Al Santillan. Samahan nyo kami para gisingin ang Maharlika, mabawi natin ang ating kaharian ng Maharlika sa mga pinag-uusapan nating importante tungkol sa katotohanan, sa mga nangyayari sa mundo. Diba? Kasi para sa akin, na-infiltrate ang society natin, ang mundo ng globalist elites. Okay? Paano kaya natin mabawi ang mundo? Paano natin mababawi ang bansa natin? So, sumama kayo sa amin sa podcast na to, Gising Maharlika. Ang title ng episode na to is, anong klaseng mundo ang posible kapag wala na ang globalists? Diba? Gusto kong hatiin itong topic sa 7 aspects ng kung anong klaseng mundo ang posible kapag wala na ang globalists. Sige, number 1, spiritual. The truth about Roman Catholicism, Christianity, other religions will be revealed slowly but surely. The concept of Christ consciousness will be revealed. I understand, naintindihan ko na sobrang daming religion sa mundo. Kung merong 7.8 billion people, merong 7.8 billion perspectives para sa akin. Diba? A lot of religions call themselves the right religion. Is there such a thing? We were born with no religion. Do you think religion was man-made? What will unite us all? Is it possible that the humans, lahat ng Pinoy, lahat ng tao, ay magkaisa? Kasi napapansin natin, sobrang gulo ngayon. Pero pag kaya nawala na ang mga globalist, kaya-kaya nating magkaisa. Ako, sa nakikita ko, two sides of the spectrum. May mga sobrang divisive ngayon, pero meron ding sobrang united ngayon, na kahit malalayo man. I call this time the Great Awakening. So, how I imagine this is like, mga babies, pag pinanganak sila. Kasi ako, I have a son, Atlas. Pinanganak siya, sobrang love, yung feel ko. Gusto ko siyang i-protect. Gusto ko siyang saktan. Gusto ko siyang bigyan ng magandang future. Diba? And, naalagaan ko siya. And then, nakilala ko siya. May personality na kagad siya. May uniqueness na kagad siya. Actually, sa totoo lang, dun sa birth certificate niya, ayokong ilagay yung religion niya. But I don't want to choose a spiritual path for him. I trust him that he will make the right decisions, right? We're so fearful right now of, because a lot of religions are using emotional techniques to make people obey, and this is going on for thousands of years, right? So maybe in another topic, I will discuss about that. But basically, it caused more division among the world. Religion caused more wars, caused more division around the world than anything. Okay, so I believe the concept of religion or the concept of unity, Christ consciousness just means unity of consciousness. When we realize lahat tayo ay galing sa isang source, universal source, I hope you get where I'm pointing at. Diba? Na we are all one. Parang ang dami ng musician na nagsabi niyan, ang dami ng philosophers na nagsabi niyan, ang dami ng spiritual leaders na nagsabi niyan. Pero alam niyo ba na merong physical or metaphysical, pag sinabi ko metaphysical is quantum physics level evidence ng lahat ng yan. Kasi ako, biologist ako, no, hardcore Christian ako nung bata hanggang pagtanda, and then I really explored my spirituality during college. Parang I have classmates who have progressive mentalities. So they have concepts like postmodernism, some are atheists, diba? A lot are non-practicing whatever their religion is, right? But for me, back then, this was so important to figure out what's the truth about religion. I cannot, even when I was young, I cannot fathom the idea. For example, sa existence natin, I cannot fathom the idea. For example, 8 billion people, that only your church is the one will experience eternal life. That for me is very, I think, unfair. You know, for a lot of people, it's like what, 90% are evil? I think it's the different way around. Because I observed this in babies. Babies are not born evil. They're born good. They're born loving, passionate. They're not born depressed. They're not born anxious. So I believe, kung ma-preserve yung mga ganong identities ng mga babies without, you know, parental past programming affecting your kids. What they call this is cutting the cycle, which is our traumas were also infiltrated by these globalist elites. I'ma tell you, next time we will explore that. Pero once nawala na sila, mapre-preserve yung mga babies natin na maganda yung spiritual growth ng bawat isa. I think, and I know, I will show you more evidences, okay? Because here's the, they call this quantum physics level of my research. We live in a 3D reality, right? This is 3D. Where there's duality. Ang ibig sabihin nun, parang sa reality natin ngayon, may masama, may mabuti, may babae, may lalaki, may tama at mali, black, white, mga ganun. Walang, mas merong anti, pro, laging magkahiwalay. It's, duality is very divisive. Duality is very divisive. That's the reality in 3D. But once you ascend, this is based on my research. Again, I always remind my listeners dito sa Gising Maharlika. Si Al Santillan, hindi yan ano, hindi yan namimilit ng kanyang research. Kailangan kayo, you do your own research as well. Alright? Yun. So, what if, diba? What if we evolved to 4D or 5D? What's the possibilities? Diba? O 4D and 5D, ano kayang possibilities nun? Kung posible ba yun? Which is, a lot of evidences in my research proves it's already happening. Okay? There was even a time, thousands of years ago, when there was no religion, not even language. Babylon, the ancient Sumerians, those were the times that religion was invented. Ancient Sumerians. Before them, there was a time in human history that there was no language, no religion. Paano kaya yung buhay nila? Where they speak with their feelings and consciousness. And nararamdaman lang nila sa society nila is love and harmony. I think that's what's happening. Kasi they just hunt for food. That's just what they hurt. And I don't know about fights back then or wars, how they started. I believe without anyone influencing any baby to be hurtful, right? Just to be strong and defensive against, for example, animals. That's a difference of humans. Diba? Diba? We are conscious. We are aware. We are aware of a lot of things. Okay, so yun. When the globalist elites are gone, peace will be possible. Ang evidence ko dun is there are at least 4 peace treaties. Number 1 is Israel and UAE. Sobrang tagal na nilang hindi sobrang tagal na nilang magkaaway. Ngayon, they even have flights. Solid. No? Ang galing. It's the first time in history. And even in 4 years, walang wars. Yeah, I think si Soleimani lang inapatay sa Iran. Diba? So, walang war sa Afghanistan or Iraq, Iran. Actually, the troops are going home. Makakompleto na sa December. And the mainstream media is not reporting it. I don't know why they're not reporting it. Pero, peace is becoming possible because I believe war is not natural. It's influenced by the globalist elites. Law, supply, and demand. The first bankers, they controlled both sides of the war. They funded both sides of the war. They funded the weapons. They funded the hospitals. Right? Funded the governments. Okay. There will also be minimized human conflicts as a community. When my evidence, when I research about quantum fields, the Earth, or kahit na dito eh, ito, may quantum field dito eh, kung nag-aral kayo ng physics, ito, nahahawaan ko ngayon, this is a cup or of time, space, quantum field, yon. So yung Earth natin may ganun, di ba, na manipulate sila ng globalist elites, di ba, meron silang technology na kayang gawin yun, and many systems. Anyway, we are kept in 3D because this elaborate technology that keeps the frequencies in the low densities. Ano yung example ko nito, ah? Di ba, pag masaya ka, sobrang vibrant mo. Sobrang gaan mo. Di ba? Sobrang gaan. Pero pag malungkot ka naman, sobrang bigat ng pairamdam. Yun yung density ng energy. Yun yung density ng energy. Maraming tools na ginamit ang globalist elites para i-keep yung quantum fields natin ng dense. Hindi tayo makapag-ascend sa fourth dimension kasi yung mga frequencies, they keep us in the 3D. Sana, mag-gets yung sinasabi ko. Kung may mga tanong kayo, kontayin nyo lang ako. Diba? Anong ebidensya nito ng mga frequencies na sinasabi ko? Yung measurement ng Schumann resonance. Schumann resonance, please research it. Okay, the natural frequency of the Earth. If you check it now, it's vastly different than before. Una kong sinabaybay yan, yung ano, Schumann resonance, May ata, or April. Kasi nga na-interest ako kung two possibilities ng human evolution. Transhumanism, or ascension, moving from 3D, 4D, ganyan. Sabi ko, paano kaya ito na, ano? So, lumabas yung Schumann resonance, ang resonance ng Earth before is around 7.8 Hertz, parang ganun. Pero ngayon, pumapalo ng 30, 80, may time ng 130. So, dati, tuloy-tuloy yung, ano, yung waves, sobrang dense. Ngayon, putol-putol. Tawag ko doon, glitch in the matrix. Pero, taming energy burst na nangyayari everyday sa buong mundo. Diba? Here's my question. Do you believe that prayers or meditations with good intent or good thoughts, sabihin na natin, manifest good things, good happenings in your life? Kung isa ka sa naniniwala doon. So, can you consider that the practice ng mga globalist elites na to, siguro mamaya mamamention ko kung anong practice nila, kung anong religion nila, at kung anong mga ano nila, very elaborate eh, kasi marami rin sila magkakampi. Hindi lang yung isa Satanist. Yung isa ganito din. Yung isa ganito din. Madami nila. Pero their purpose is to take over the world. Para sa... Okay. I'm a... remind you guys. I think if you're going to label everything that I was saying, conspiracy theory, that's just lazy. You know, these evidences can be verified. Use different browsers to check. And a lot of what I was saying was even in the mainstream news, diba? And a lot of what I was saying is measurable. It's already there. So, again, yun. So, elaborate systems. Ginamit. Do you think yung mga bad intentions nila, diba? Through subconscious infiltration of our minds and our culture, these globalist elites, they infiltrated media, Hollywood, radio, music, religion from thousands of years ago, medical institutions, every aspect of our reality right now, of our society, was infiltrated by the globalist elites. Artfully. Pati yung term na conspiracy theory, yun. The CIA, their allies, they even coined that to denounce researchers and journalists. Okay, what about cosmic events? Do you believe humans can release amounts of energy? Pag masaya ka, di ba? Para kang nararamdaman ka agad ng mga kasama mo na magaan ka. Parang saya mo ngayon, ha? Pag malungkot ka, ramdam din nila yung bigat mo. Di ba? So, kung ikaw, maliit na tao, nakapag-release ka ng energy, what if planet size? Diba? Star size? Ganun. Kaya ba nila mag-release ng energy? Kasi yung na-release na energy na yun, kaya ba niyang i-increase yung energy ng Earth? So, that's a question for you. And ano kayang effect pag mataas ng energy ng lahat? Diba? Kung good vibes na lahat. Diba? The Earth would be so much peaceful without them infiltrating every fabric of the society. Once naubos na sila, you're telling me, siguro naisip nyo ngayon, na paano mo al nasabi na naubos na sila? You'll find out in the next days after I upload this. Maybe you'll see it on the news or not, but I will still give you updates. Maybe next episode we'll talk about our main topic right now is what the Earth looks like pag wala na yung globalist elites. Pero pag-usapan natin yun kung paano nananalo yung good guys. I won't be sharing it right now if I don't believe it 100%. I won't be putting my name on the line. Okay, it's at the risk of being called crazy. Pero we have evidences. No? A lot of people are doing their research. So before you label me, do your own research, di ba? Okay. Ito. Ano kayang possibilities? Kasi di ba, pinapapili nga tayo. Ang gusto ng globalist elites, transhumanism. Ano ba 'yung transhumanism? Mag-evolve ka into an AI. One evidence of this is 'yung ano, 'yung what do you call this? Yung kay Tesla or kay Elon Musk, Neuralink, yung may kukonnect nila yung consciousness mo, he was asked, there was an interview, look for it, no? That you can download the consciousness of the user. Parang, ikaw, kung nakakonnect, even Joe Rogan talked about this, pwede kang makontrol eh, kung Facebook nga nagsisensor. Paano pag ikaw nakakonnect ka na sa internet? Baka ikaw, masensor ka din? Ano? Di ko alam. Kung ano yung possibilities. Diba? Kung secure ba yung connection or protected ba yung consciousness mo dun sa mga technologies ng Neuralink. So, sa akin, ang tinitingnan kong future ng human evolution is ascension. 3D, 4D, 5D, kung ano mang susunod. Ano kayang possibilities na kayang magawa nun? Kasi sa quantum field, sa quantum physics, everything is possible. Okay. Ganda, kasi for me, cities have been the product of their infiltration. Bakit? Kasi people are worshipping money, right? I would call it a hypocrite na sinasabi nila na hindi importante ang pera, mas importante pa yung ibang bagay, but even time, family, mga ganun-ganun, di ba? Na binibigay nila yung time nila sa pera, katumbas, di ba? Tsaka, they spend more time looking for money rather than other things. Ito kasing fiat currency, okay, itong fiat currency, they invented it, the concept of money, and the concept of debt, utang, no? Yung mga tao, kinontrol nila gamit yung pera. Sila, print lang sila ng print ng pera. Sana next time, pag-aralan naman natin tungkol sa pera, kung ano yung origins ng pera, at bakit hirap na hirap lahat ng tao ngayon, bakit may mahirap, bakit may mayaman, bakit may middle class, pag-usapan natin yun. Pero darating yung time na hindi magiging problema yun. Meron akong ebidensya mamaya. Susunod kong topic yun. pero dito rin sa episode na to. Pero yon, cities are to be decentralized. Kasi ito yung manifestation ng hunger for money. Na lahat, ito ngayon magkasa kayo lahat. Diba? Parang di man lang ikalat yung opportunity. Diba? For example, sa Pilipinas, diba? Lahat ng opportunity halos dati, nasa Manila. Pero ngayon, nagiging marami ng home-based and marami ng nagde-develop na business centers sa provinces, magiging ano na, kakalat na, magiging decentralized na, and yung magiging what do you call this? Possibilities, magiging format ng mundo, spirituality, physics-based communities. Do you follow Kanye on Twitter? Ganun. Kung anong sinasabi ni Kanye, ganun yung kakalat sa buong mundo. Ang plano niya kasi, it's like a monastery. It's like a resort. Sa resort na yun, may school. Andun lahat ng food nila. Energy, electricity, dapat sustainable. It's like off-grid living na solid. No, they teach kids physics. They teach kids monastery nga eh. So, spirituality. Ang galing. Ako, I've studied halos every religion. I really like what the Buddhists are doing. They might have a point. Diba? They are the most peaceful. Ano. Pero ako, please. Ako kasi nagme-meditate ako. You don't have to call me a Buddhist. I really don't like any label. You could just call me a human. An expression of the universe in human form. Magandang topic yan about spirituality. I want Gising Maharlika. Diba? Not just to be news about geopolitics, because I so much believe that's what's happening right now. It's a spiritual war, psychological warfare. Kapag nanalo tayo, the world is so good that the only religion is love. Next, physical aspect ng mundo, ito napakaganda. Medical beds, na technology ni Nikola Tesla, ang galing. No, nakakita na ako ng mga videos ng mga technology ng medbeds na nakikipag-meet na yung mga politicians at sa mga business owners ng mga companies na nire-revive nila yung hidden mga patents of medbed technology. They're using quantum technology again to heal people. Ito kasi yung tinuro sa amin mostly sa college. I'm a biologist. And now, siyempre, na-observe ko rin naman sa scientific community. The smallest unit of life is the cell. Sabi yan sa science. Pero, pag sinabi mo kasing at a quantum physics level, the smallest unit of life is energy. Pag sa modern medical technologies ngayon, di ba sa Western medicine, pag yung mga gamot ngayon na yung mga procedures, either they are at organ level, for example, surgery, I'll chunk that out. Tanggalin ko yan. Kasi may sakit yan eh. Diba, palitan natin yan. O ito, drugs para gamutin yung organ na yan o yung cell na yan, ganyan, ganyan. Isa-isa. Isa-isa yung paggamot. Medbeds, holistic, and quantum level. Do you believe if you affect something at an energy level, it can fix, for example, the next cell, the next nervous neuron, the next heart cell. Diba? Yun. So, medbeds, great technology. Yung nakita nyo sa, ano to, Elysium, na movie, medbeds, it will be possible. I'm betting my money on it. Siguro, nagpa-podcast lang ako para hindi magsabi na patunayan sa inyo eh. Kasi napatunayan ko na sa sarili ko. Pero pag dumating na, I just want to be on record. Would sound like a prophet, but no. Kasi ang dami ng tao may alam nito, late na nga ako nakalam. Siguro mga tropa ko na makarinig nito. Pero I think the message is still here. Diseases will be a thing of the past. Oops. Does it trigger something with you? Is it something negative na parang, that's impossible. Lagi magkaka-pandemic, viruses are evolving, mga ganun-ganun. Sige, give me a chance, di ba? Cures to top diseases, there are patents out there. Contact me, or maybe we'll have another episode on this about patents. Cures to cancer, cures to HIV, I've seen it. Cures to heart problems, everything, they will be released at an estimated 7,000 patents. And even the most censored drug right now, the most politicized drug right now, hydroxychloroquine, it helps in a lot of diseases, diabetes, cancer, lupus, and dami, no? If hydroxychloroquine can help cure cancer and they're blocking it, ako lang, sana makulong yung mga nagsimula ng idea na yun. Not necessarily the frontliners, our friend doctors, our friend nurses, no. Syempre, hindi naman sila nagsimula ng idea na yun. Eh. Diba? The ones who are demonizing the drug na safe for 65 years already. And very effective. So, once sa mga doctors na nakausap ko, may isa, 300, 100% ng patients niya, pagaling niya. Diba? There are even studies, ito na, medyo ano na to pagdating sa physical forms, no? Pagdating sa tao or other mga halaman that show silicon-based life forms, silicon-based DNA can be the effect of our exposure to cosmic events. Oh, shit. Parang ano man, Avengers and or ano, Marvel or kung ano man. Ito lang yan eh. Ito yung evidence ko dyan. Kasi ang structure ng silicon, silicates, tsaka carbon-based life forms, parehas lang. Parehas na parehas. Sobrang dali lang. Eh, paano ba nag-create ng panibagong element? Paano nyo ba yung sa Iron Man? Binomba niya yung isang, ano, diba? Tapos nag-create siya ng panibagong element. Do you think, pag binomba rin tayo, ganun mangyari? We'll see. That's just my prediction. And also, my observation, that's my theory. Pero, it's very much possible na hindi bakal yung magiging katawan mo na ibebenta ni Bill Gates. Hindi Neuralink yung kukonek sa utak mo pag ano, na ibebenta ni Elon Musk. No? Pero, ako, naniniwala ako na itong carbon, mas high-tech kaya yun. Diba? Kung silicon-based life form, daming possibilities. Diba? Or half or hybrid, I don't know. Oh, tapos, instead na nagre-rely ka sa AI o yung consciousness mo, nagre-rely sa AI, what if na yung next physical evolution ng brain mo is connection to the greater consciousness? Naniniwala ka ba na all knowledge in the world is just around the great consciousness, the universe? Na paano, what if mag-evolve na tayo 3D, 4D, 5D, magkakaroon na tayo ng connection doon, the knowledge is easing as remembering as it is now. Bandwidth, sobrang instant na lang. Hindi mo na kailangan kabitan yung utak mo ng kahit ano. Diba? Next, para sa akin, is food-based communities. This is what excites me most. Food-based communities. Ang napansin ko kasi nung nag-lockdown, may mga tao na kulong sa bahay nila, may mga mag-isa. Kasi namigay ako ng food sa mga seniors. Namigay ako sa kanila. Tapos may mga mag-isa sa bahay nila, hindi makalabas, hindi makatravel kasi walang shuttle, bawal lumabas, walang maghati sa kanila, bawal sila mag-deliver kasi wala silang pera. Tapos ang napansin ko, napakadaming banting lote sa amin. Buti na lang, you know, the effect of the lockdown was ang daming plantitos and plantitas. I think this will be brought to the next level. Brought to the next level that each and every community, ako, ang plan ko for this community, kung may nanonood dito na taga-village ko, may plano akong tumakbo sa community natin because ang gusto kong plan is for everyone that lives here participate in a community level, plant sila, di ba? Sa mga may sariling lote, mag-plant sila, pwede lang ibenta sa isang market of the community. Sabihin na natin mag-hire tayo ng tao doon, magbebenta ng food, tapos sisweldoan sila, may kita yung clubhouse, may kita yung village, may kita rin kayo. Let's talk about how everyone earns. Tapos ito pa, yung sinasabi ko sa inyo mga lola na mag-isa, or yung sabihin na natin si kuyang gardener, diba? What if, or ako, na gusto kong mag-garden, na mahilig akong mag-garden, gusto kong tumulong, eh, magbigyan ng incentive na, for example, gulay. 1 kilo of gulay, 2 kilos of gulay for every amount of work. I think it's very doable. Diba? Ma-involve mo lahat dun sa community. May mga taong gugustuhin maglinis ng damo kasi kikita sila ng gulay, parang barter, ganun. Diba? Either pwede lang ibenta yung gulay na yun or kainin. Diba? Tapos, may mga tatanim, may magdadalig, didilig. Community level, hindi na parang yung community, aasa na lang lagi sa ano, sa manpower na sinusupply. Kasi may nakikita ako, banas na banas sila sa ano, sa inis na inis sila sa nakikita nilang puro damo, hindi nililinis daw ng ano, ng what do you call this, ng staff ng Bel Air. Parang gusto ko rin naman sabihin, there's two sides of that story. Ang bilis tumubo ng damo, pero sabihin na natin at wala rin kita yung clubhouse dahil pandemic, walang masiguro pang pangbayad. Pero kung i-take natin yung to a community approach, ako ang naisip kong solution to that. Kunyari, sa mga laki na problema, no? Damong malalaki yung ano. Pero I think this will be common in communities in the future. It's just kung paano mag-aambag-ambag sa communes, community. So parang naisip ko, what if magkaroon ng compost area malapit sa malalaking lote na abandoned sa village? Ang magdala ng gantong kilograms ng damo na magiging compost, may libreng gulay. Maraming maglilinis nun. Diba? Tapos yung damo, magiging compost pa, pangbenta ulit yun. Thinking of cycles, food-based communities. Tapos solid pa yun. Diba? Magiging sikat pa yung village namin. Kasi, ay, yan yung village na tatanim sila as a community. Tapos nagbebenta rin sila as a community. Gusto ko matikman yung ano, yung tawag dito yung ano, yung gulay ng village na yan. Ganun yung mga usapan sa future. Diba? Ako na-excite ako kasi yun yung nakikita ko. Sana nakikita nyo rin. Kung hindi, what are your thoughts? Tell me about it. Ako, open naman ako sa usapan. Huwag ka lang hater. Huwag ka lang na negative na puro hate. Ano? Kung meron kang masasabi sa mga pinag-usapan ngayon, email mo ko, chat mo ko, andyan naman yung mga handles ko. Yun. Tsaka subscribe ka, i-like mo to kung nagustuhan mo yung, ano, yung podcast natin. I-rate mo rin ng 5-star kung gusto mo. Gising Marley ka, sana nag-enjoy ka pa sa pinag-usapan natin ngayon. Ang susunod ko pag-usapan naman, dun sa part ng Earth, ng life sa Earth, is the mental and emotional aspect. Bakit? Since the spirituality aspect ng mundo is already united in love and harmony, wala na yung mga gera, wala na yung constant barrage ng media propaganda. Di ba, are you seeing a pattern? ABS-CBN, fallen down. CNN stocks, fallen down. Ang dami ng mainstream media na ang tingin na ng mga tao sa mainstream media is full of lies. That's because of Operation Mockingbird. Research about it. It deserves another episode. Hello, Luigi. Hello, Rock. Baka pwede natin pag-usapan yun. Tawag dito. Yun. Pag wala na yung mga yun, wars have ended. Wala ka na masyadong i-worry. Hindi ka na takot. Tsaka yung mga gumagawa ng pandemics, I'll put my name out there. Na yung mga gawa ng pandemics, they're also the ones who funds the governments and funds the wars. Problem, reaction, solution. Ba't bigla ako nagkaroon ng chopstick sa... Oh my God. Problem, reaction, solution. Bakit? Yun, sa dati sa World War, ito, may gulo. Okay, ito, may gulo. Governments lang naman yan. Sa tingin mo, di nila magkakilala yung mga leaders ng mga yan. Please study history. Please study history. Diba? Tapos, sila, 13 families kasi yun, yung globalist elites. Next time, pag-usapan natin. One of the owners of the banks before is the Rothschilds. Now, they own the World Bank, Central Bank. They also own all the central banks in each and every country except 3. Diba? Finund nila yung mga tangke, yung mga weapons, ganun. Tapos, papautang sila. So, in debt na yung nation na yun, babayaran sila. So, forever na silang kumikita. Tapos, pinipillage pa nila, kinukuha nila yung natural resources after ng war. Hindi nyo ba naisip yun? Afghanistan, Iraq, walang tourism kasi blocked eh. So, sino nakakita ng makakagawa na ginagawa nila doon? Eh, ang mga nakita kong pictures and ano, is opium fields, gold kinukuha nila, human and sex trafficking, wala na lahat yun pag wala ng globalist elites. Pagdating ng New Earth, pag bumalik ng kaharian ng Maharlika, maayos na lahat yun. Wala na yung mga nanggagago sa atin. Sa totoo lang. Tapos ito pa, disease is no longer possible. Pag hindi ka, ngayon kasi everyone is getting insurance because they're afraid to die and they're afraid to have a disease. But there will come a time that those are not even possible. Kaya siguro hindi ako makuha ng insurance ulit, no? Kasi confident ako sa medbed technology. And even the concept of death, that deserves another episode. I love talking about death. Let me share you my journeys shortly. Kasi one cause of mental trauma, of emotional trauma, for me, when I was younger, is the concept of death. That when I die, I either go to heaven or either go to hell. Sabi nung church ko nun, parang kami lang yung masisave. Paano yung mga kamag-anak ko na iba na pininiwalaan? Hindi ko mo sila makasama sa ano? Sa heaven. Pinangungot ako na solid ng bata ako. Araw-araw. Dahil sa konseptong yun. Siguro, pag-usapan natin kung ano yung nalaman ko about the realities of our spirits, of our bodies, where it goes. I have good evidence. I have good witnesses. And I have good existing laws already in the universe. Physical laws that proves my claim. Na sana pag-aralan natin yun. I believe, may question ako sa inyo. Are you humans savoring a temporary spiritual experience every time you do this, every time you go there? Or are you spiritual beings having a temporary human experience? If human beings are temporary, what are spirits? And sige, bibigyan ko na kayo ng kawirdoan. Sana mga kaibigan ko makarinig nito. Kasi gusto ko, i-approach nyo ko tungkol dito eh. Sobrang weirded out ako kasi may past life ako. Sobrang vivid ng memories ko nung dalawa kong past life. Siguro sa next episodes, pag-usapan natin yung concept na yun. And anong ibig sabihin? Pag may past life ka, do you think magka-future life ka pag namatay yung physical body mo? May evidence ako. sa next episodes, pag-usapan natin yun. So, when you're not afraid of death, I have no fear of death. Wala na. Really, I have no fear of death already. I'm living a life of love and living every moment in the now. Wala na akong fear of death. Ang sarap. Gusto ko siyang i-share sa inyo. Yung nalalaman ko at bakit sobrang at peace ako pagdating nun. So, wala na sa aking anxiety. Pagdating sa diseases din, wala na rin sa aking anxiety, wala na rin sa aking depression. Pero lahat yung naranasan ko, anxiety, depression. At 21, I was sweating bullets. I was talking to my parents. Di pa ako milyonaryo. 25. Ganun pa din parang, di ba? I achieved a certain period in my life that I was earning already 6 digits. But it didn't make me happy. Because now I've discovered that my path is mainly spiritual. I don't underestimate my abilities to make power. I just want priorities to be proper. No, kasi yung iba, pinagpapalit yung pera sa mga maling bagay, which is I've already witnessed. Na nade-depress sila, na anxious sila, na stress sila, pero ginagawa pa rin nila yung mga bagay na kinokontrol sila masyado ng pera. Merong mga bagay na hindi nila control na dahil kailangan ng pera, nagagawa nila pero pinapahirapan sila. So para sa akin, maging foundation mo na maging okay yung ano mo, yung spiritual compass mo. Then earn from there. If you're happy earning from what you're doing, that's already a spiritual and a good job na healthy yung mental and emotional aspect mo. So sa akin, very important yun. Work-life balance. Next, ayun, solid spirituality and physics based education. Kanye, my new hero, that fits the uniqueness of the child, will give more to their mental and emotional health kasi hindi sila forced na mag-adapt sa kahit anong system. Para sa akin, again, I'll just put this on record. The whole educational system of the whole world, sobrang maayos. Sobrang magbabago yung system ng edukasyon natin. Gusto kong magmura, pero hindi na lang. Pero nakikita ko na hirap yung mga tao sa, mga bata sa online education. Humans are meant to connect. Humans are meant to experience. Ganun kasi, you include your senses. You learn more if you include more of your senses. And that's what I learned when I teach at this one school, Acacia Waldorf School. So far, they have great teaching, so great concepts. And I think it will develop more sa buong mundo kung papaano. Andami kasing... Okay. Sige. Andami kasing... Ano? Andaming geniuses na mga bata. Auditory genius, physical genius, wow, mali mo, spiritual genius, there is. Spiritual geniuses, they connect more, they feel more, di ba? Andaming geniuses na madedetect mo pa lang siya at early developments. Like my kid, like Atlas, like Nathan. Pansin ko, sobrang physical nila. Paano ko nalaman physical? Higa ako sa ama, dinadaganan ako, ginagawa akong wrestling arena. Paano yung isa, yung panganay ko, si Nathan, my adopted son? Ano? Laging gusto mo basketball, boxing, skateboard. Ang bilis niyang matuto. Saan niya yung bike? Ang bilis niya lang matuto. Kahit yung mountain bike, sobrang bilis niyang matuto. So, paano pag pangato, pinilit mong maupo ng 6 to 8 hours, mababanas yan. Maiinis yan. At sobrang hirap na hirap yung ano yan, school experiences. Diba? Maraming maayos pag finorm, inadapt mo, hindi yung estudyante ang mag-a-adapt sa education. Diba? Dapat cooperative para sa akin. Hindi naman siya isa lang mag-a-adapt, no? Cooperative siya. It's a communication. Education should be a relationship. Ako, I'll just put it out there. I even support unschooling. Kung stress na stress ka na, kailangan lang makasabay yung anak ko kasi next year, madedelay siya. Samantalang depression na yung ano, kinukos at stress sa inyong mga parents. Diba? Kasi, you're just fitting into the society. Ako, I support unschooling. This is coming from a graduate student. Bakit? Alam nyo ba yung origins ng ano, ng educational system natin kung para saan? Kung ilan lang yung degrees, kung ilan lang yung courses, those are the boxes that you can fit in. Am I right or am I wrong? E paano kung may ibang tao na gusto ganito? Paano kung may iba't ibang facing ng mga bagay? Paano kung ayaw niya palang maupo sa classroom? Mga ganun. Napakadami. So, again, para sa akin yung ano, education, yung mental and emotional health is mapre-preserve, magiging okay, magiging masaya. Kasi hindi na social pressure ang school. Hindi na. Learning is a happy experience. Learning is part of life. And makikita mo siya sa lahat. Matututo ka sa lahat. It will not be. Jobs and businesses will be skill-based, which is happening right now. Tesla company. Let's move on to the next topic pagdating sa kung anong itsura ng Earth pag wala na yung mga kabal or globalist elites is the family aspects. Family unit will once be restored. Kasi, ang tina mo, napapansin mo, I will mention a few. Disney, di nyo ba napapansin na sa lahat ng Disney movies, either rebellious yung bida sa parents niya or distant, di ba, or namatay, or mag-isa sa woods, or mag-isa sa castle, always isolated. Alam mo, Disney baby ako, nag-manifesto one time. Na sobrang detached ko sa parents ko, sobrang rebellious ko. Na di ko alam na parang subconscious na pala yung ano, yung pagiging disconnected ko. Na early childhood trauma pala ako ng mga ganun, na hindi ko napapansin. Parang, para maging bayani ka sa buhay, or parang may ganun, subconscious kasi siya, napapanood mo lang siya paulit-ulit. Diba? Paulit-ulit. Ito pa, ebidensya, telenovela. Sabi nila, kaya telenovela yung pinapalabas nila or kahit anumang movie kasi yan daw yung nangyayari sa reality. Paano kung baliktarin natin? Paano kayong mga telenovelas kompleto yung pamilya, walang anak sa labas, Diba? Ano kaya yung society itsura ng pagkatapos? Try lang kaya natin. Kasi para sa akin, sinadya eh. You will find evidence na sinadya yung mga ganong topics. And for me, the Hollywood movies are to desensitize you to the truth. Really, you will find out truth is stranger than fiction. In the coming years, you'll find out truth is stranger than fiction. They're using all this. Sa kanina nga nanood ako ng ano, ng Joe Rogan podcast. We have, tapos meron siyang kausap doon na may-ari ng social media company, I think. Tapos naging insider sa Google before na pinag-aaralan nila yung algorithms ng lahat ng big tech, Facebook, Google, ganyan. Sabi nila na we are already part of the 10-year psychological experiment. So paano pa kaya yung movies, 'di ba? You will find out na konektado pala lahat ng mga malalaking bagay na to na nasa pedestal ng society. Pedestal, pag sinabi ko sikat, like Hollywood, like movies, ganyan. TV, dami ko, puro ano yun ah. Even education, medicine. Okay. So, let's get to another part kung ano itsura ng ano, ng mundo, is the social aspect. You love the world pag wala na sila. As in, sobrang dali na mag-connect sa mga tao. Kasi lahat, good vibes na. Bakit? Tinan mo ngayon pag-lockdown, halos walang pansinan. Di mo na makita yung mga ngiti ng tao kasi naka-mask lahat, tsaka naka-face shield. Tapos, meron pa nga eh, nagmano ako dun sa nanay ng ng tropa ko. Nilayo niya yung kamay niya. Kasi ayaw niya mawakan yung kamay ko. Human connection is being dissolved right in front of our eyes. Pero for me, this is yung tinatawag sa episode 1, the just the boiling point. Ito na yung last attempt ng globalist elites to brainwash us and be dehumanized. Yun yung term ko eh. Wala na kasing human connection. Di na nga nakakapaglaro yung mga bata eh. So, dami pa nag-aaway. Diba? Mga pro-anti, pro-anti. Sa tingin nyo, natural yun na mga ganyan yung ano, yung beliefs. Sobrang idealistic ko ba talaga pag sinabi kong love is possible pag wala na yung mga nag-i-influence ng mga ganong what I call psychopaths na mayayaman sa taas. Oh, I have nothing against rich people. One day I will, if I have given, if I earn 100 million, basta sa good kinita, I'm fine with that. Diba? Pero, you will soon see what these people are doing. I'm giving an example, sila Hunter Biden, mga child trafficking, pedophilia, mga ganun, drugs and stuff. Diba? What if malinis na silang lahat? Next time, siguro next episodes, sabihin ko sa inyo kung bakit posible yung mga sinasabi kong ganun. Ano yung mga ebidensya ko at mabubura na rin yung mga ganung society, mga ganung grupo, mga ganung klaseng tao. Hindi naman para sa akin, may mga tao rin naman na masama, evil, pero hindi pinanganak na masama, evil, in-infiltrate. Pero kung may starter ng good sa human existence, siguro may starter rin ng bad. Para sa akin, ganun. Meron bang, may ratio ba ang good and evil sa universe? Yin and yang. Para sa akin, meron eh. Pero, it's not 50-50. Kasi pag creation and destruction, good and evil, pantay lang, they cancel each other out. Pag yung destruction lamang sa universe, wala nang universe. Kasi wala nang creation. Diba? The universe stops to exist. So, para sa akin, the only logical explanation is bias to good ang universe para create and then, alam mo, maintain, you know, to express creation, ganun. So, that's just my opinion, that's just my research. Kayo bahala, you determine if what I'm saying is right or wrong. And if you have other opinions, tell me as well sa comments, sa emails, diba? Sana kung nagugustuhan nyo pa ipinag-usapan natin, sobrang ganda kasi ng mundo after these shits are gone. Kaya gusto kong share, hindi ko mapigilan. Parang kung gusto kong magkaroon ng hope and encouragement, this is it. I hope, ako I feel so hopeful, no, sa mga next na mangyayari. Sana sana you stay around for the next episodes para malaman kung bakit totoo yung sinasabi ko. Or kung hindi totoo, edi mag-usap tayo kung bakit hindi totoo yung sinasabi ko. Diba? Sige. Eto. Okay. Easier travel. The concept of passports is ridiculous. Walang pantay-pantay. Hindi ka makatravel kasi kaya ka hindi makatravel sa Afghanistan and Iraq dahil sa wars. Pag wala ring wars, okay na. So, Iran, magbubukas na rin. Tapos, yung mga governments, I'ma tell you right now, there will come a time that power in every government will be decentralized. Power will be given back to the people. Power will be given back to the people. Pag wala na yun, so, ibig sabihin, pwede na mag-travel sa bawat isang bansa. Kasi wala na ngang gigera, hindi na posible yung gera. So, madali na mag-travel. Marami. Pero the concept of passport, sino mo, ridiculous. Bibili ka ng passport, parang your right to travel is limited by a document. Doon pa lang, there's already hindrance to travel. I think there will be easier ways in the future na makapag-travel yung gusto mag-travel na wala namang criminal record or what. Diba? So, yun. Easier travel. Eto pa, conspiracy theory level, pero may ebidensya ulit ako. Intergalactic travel. Intergalactic friends observe SpaceX para sa evidence. And also, ang ebidensya ko dito is the long-invented anti-gravitic technology by Nikola Tesla. Tapos, ano pang ebidensya ko? Pentagon. Pentagon nag-release ng mga evidence recently. Okay, financial business part. Last na to. I have to apologize for that sudden cut. We had to go to a Halloween party with my sons and it was quite fun. Now, I would like to continue on with our podcast while Typhoon, Super Typhoon Rolly is on its way here, signal number 4. But I really love to finish this podcast and upload it today so that, you see how my mind is and how I see how the world's gonna be. And again, my reminder is don't believe me. Don't believe me about any of this. I have seen evidences, but you have to see it for yourself. Okay, now let's go to the next part. Of anong itsura, anong klaseng mundo ang posible pag wala ng globalist elites or ang kabal, isang financial side ng mundo or financial side ng lahat ng buhay natin. And I think that's one of the biggest developments na sobrang in-encourage ako. And it's without skepticism until now. And of course, I'm always looking for evidences to support this. Number one, the feds or the federal gold system, federal reserve system, okay, and the World Bank, kasi private ang World Bank. May ari sila Rothschilds and even the federal gold reserve ng US before Trump became president. Now, how did I find out that the Rothschilds don't own the banks anymore and the federal gold reserve? Trump was able to withdraw $200 billion in support to the WHO earlier this year. You cannot do that if you don't get the approval of the feds and the Rothschilds. Do you think the same founders of the WHO, those are the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the World Economic Forum, right? Would they allow withdrawal of funds from their own bank if they owned it? All right, and another evidence, which is something very deep, you have to review the 1776 Constitution and the Constitution that transformed U.S. into an incorporation. Before Trump, the Constitution supports a company, USA Incorporated, and the products are the people. See, it's a deep rabbit hole. And I will connect it with how The British Kingdom owned the Philippines. There was a time that the US owned the Philippines. It's all connected. It's all connected. Their constitution and ours are connected. Alright? So, those crippled the US and the whole world. Because debt run the whole world. Infinite printing of money ruined the whole world. Okay? And what will happen is there will become gold-backed or precious metals-backed cryptocurrency. The difference from Bitcoin, the number one cryptocurrency, is just based on Bitcoin's digital. The best of both worlds is you have the ease of access of cryptocurrency, right? And security of blockchain technology, but it is backed up by real gold and precious metals. That's what's happening. And it's going to be protected by quantum computers. Consciousness-based computing, unhackable internet. What is my evidence? The US government already started their quantum initiative. Okay, department. It's a whole new department, a whole new institution that focuses on quantum technology. It's very exciting. Unhackable internet on the way. That means your bank accounts won't be hacked. And then what will happen is, because the fiat currency is a scam and the global elites owe all of us money, they have to pay up. They have to pay up. So, kaya yun din yung explanation why, for example, the Philippines was able to get, I think, billions of dollars of loans because they're drying out the World Bank, the paper money. We won't need paper money or their paper money anymore in the future because we will have gold-backed currency. We're draining the funds of the global elites. That's why we don't have to pay them anymore. They enslaved us for a long time. The World Bank will be now all their crimes and all the money that they stole, all the gold that they stole from the Philippines, from other countries, from Afghanistan, it will be given back to the people. And the currency, we will have fair currencies. So, because the fiat currency was a scam, even the stock market was a scam, they manipulated currency so that other countries are more powerful than other countries. For example, the UK pound, the UK euro, US dollar, because they control the currencies. They are playing with it, everything. But there will come a time na halos or pantay-pantay na yung pera ng buong mundo. Wala nang mahirap. Ang hirap imagine, no? Na wala yung mga... simple lang para sa akin, eh. Pag nawala na yung mga nagpapahirap sa inyo, magiging pantay-pantay yung mundo pag yung mga nakaupo, mabubuting puso lahat. There's ways to ensure that, and it's happening. The good guys are stronger than you think. The good guys are more benevolent than you think. They are people. They are good people. Don't let them fool you that there are only evil people. Look only to your nearest friend who is very loving. Diba? If you trust in the divine, if you trust in your God, if you trust in the universe being that the benevolence outweigh destruction and malevolence, a new world is coming. History will repeat itself. Do you remember the Black Plague? What's after the Black Plague? Renaissance. I told you earlier, we are behind 100 years in technology because of maraming patents ang di pa na-release. No? After they've been removed, boom, 5 to 10 years of ultimate development. Sobrang rapid phase ng mga mangyayari. Pero maraming di makakasabay kasi lahat sila hangover pa sa kasinungalingan na isinabuhay nila for decades. 2021 will be called the hangover year, not because of nothing. Some people will be traumatized of what they will discover na hindi pinubutnyag ng mainstream media. Alright, so, sa financial aspect, please research Nisara Gazara. It was supposed to be announced September 11, 2001. debt forgiveness, all right, of the people, and of course currency that the World Bank will distribute money throughout all the people. Please research about it. What happened on September 11, 2001? Twin Tower bombing, and trillions of gold and money was lost during that day. A lot of billionaires that own the World Trade Center, they got rich. What else in the financial and business part of our world? Free energy. Imagine if you're a business owner and you won't have to worry about utilities. What are the possibilities? Imagine if your water utilities are not times 4 the price, times 5 the price, and the good guys develop a way that it's not monopolistic anymore. You can get your water instantly into your house, and even weather or earthquakes cannot, whatever climate changes or natural disasters cannot affect your water supply. They can do that without the bad guys. They can do that. So what are the possibilities if you can get free water, free energy? And remember what I said in the physical part of the world, that it will be food-based communities. It will also be food-based commercials and nature-based. The merging of technology and nature, we will perfect it. Kasi wala nang mga greedy companies na they buy out other companies, drive down the prices para pag kasi nagaan sila mass production, okay yon sana, pero pagdating mo kunyari yung choice mo ng toothpaste sa supermarket is fluoride, diba? Tapos ang fluoride toothpaste is 70 pesos, 80 pesos, 110 pesos, pero yung fluoride free is 300 pesos, and mga ganon. Parang people, kesa hindi makapasok yung fluoride sa katawan nila, magtitipid na lang sila. And I think there will be fair trade that will be happening in the whole world, na itong mga produkto na kailangan ay magiging accessible sa lahat ng tao. Yun ang pinipredict ko, and I've seen crumbs of that. I've seen evidences of that. What about nature? Kamusta si Mother Gaia after all of this, pag naligpit na sila? I believe she's already healing up, and she's already getting better, less pollution, kasi nabawasan ng activity during the lockdowns, and I think people already developed the habit of contributing to nature by planting or taking care of plants. Pero ang dami pang mga basura na nagkalat. Nakikita ko pa din. Ako, naglilinis ako sa park ko minsan, na pinatambayan yung park na malapit sa amin, pero marami pa rin nagtatapon, no? And I think the only solution is for the companies, lahat sa buong mundo. Very idealistic, no? Pag pinapainggan nyo. Pero I think 5 to 10 years is enough time para maka-develop ng ganun, na wala ng trash. Japan was able to pull it off. They have a whole city na 100% sustainable. Lahat ng trash nila na re-recycle. So imagine niyo pag wala na yung bad guys. Wala nang greedy. Tapos imagine niyo rin pag wala nang masyadong sakit, mga ganun, wala nang masyadong gera, 'di ba? So yung tao, instead na walang pake sa recycling, I think magkakaoras na sila na mag-help out sa nature. People will have more free time helping Mother Nature heal and achieve its whole vibrance. Yun ang masabi ko. Clean waters, clean seas, clean air. Hindi na mangyayari yung mga Laguna Lake. I dare say, marami na ulit titira doon. Magiging parang resort yon and residence, and malilinis yon within 5 to 10 years. Na nakikita ko yan, kasi pag wala na yung bad guys, and really guys who care about nature, pag wala ng corruption, di ba? Yun, very possible. Sa mga kumukontra pa rin sa utak nyo na that's impossible, I truly understand you. It's okay. For decades we've been made to believe that war is natural, that famine is natural, that deaths that was caused by a lot, like even the big pharma, like that, the globalist elites. Kasi ang ano nila, goal nila is global population control or depopulation. They believe in the Georgia Guidestones. Maybe I'll discuss more about them. Research about Georgia Guidestones bringing the total global population into just 500 million people. If they believe in that, parang tapos sila rin yung nagde-develop ng mga gamot natin, ng mga vaccines. How can we trust that? Now, in this episode, I'm trying to show you a world na ito yung mga possibilities kasi may mga evidences ako. Again, don't believe me. Do your own research. Pero sana, sa mga next episodes, I will dig more into this and give more evidences para mapakita ko sa inyo na confident ako sa mga nakikita ko. And it's just not based on nothing. It's based on research and what I've been seeing that the media, mainstream media has been hiding. So again, this is Gising Maharlika. Anong klaseng mundo ang posible pag wala ng mga globalist elites? Di ko alam paano tatapusin tong anda. Kaya ganito na lang. Bigla na lang mawawala.